AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was asked if President Trump used a vulgarity during a meeting on immigration to describe immigrants from Haiti and from Africa.
I did not hear that word used, no, sir.
But Nielsen told the Senate Judiciary Committee the language was heated.
The conversation was very impassioned. I don't dispute that the president was using tough language. Others in the room were also using tough language.
And Nielsen says others in the room were using that tough language in that meeting last week. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon is on Capitol Hill. He's appearing before closed doors. Behind closed doors, before the House Intelligence Committee. It follows Bannon's fall from power after being quoted in a book that he sees President Trump's son and others engaging in treasonous behavior for taking a meeting with Russians during the 2016 campaign. Days after something similar happened in Hawaii, a public TV network in Japan sent out a mistaken North Korean missile alert.
Japan's NHK television had urged citizens to seek immediate shelter, but had then retracted the warning days after a similar error occurred in Hawaii. NHK issued the message on its internet and mobile news sites, as well as on Twitter, saying North Korea had appeared to have fired a missile at Japan. The broadcaster deleted its tweet after several minutes, issued a correction, and apologized several times on air. It said a mistake in using the alert system had caused the error. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Winter weather is moving through parts of the South. Hundreds of flights were canceled at Texas airports, including Houston, San Antonio, and Austin, where frigid temperatures left runways dangerously icy. Authorities say a man suspected of shooting four law enforcement officers in South Carolina also fired at a police helicopter and damaged it. No one on board was injured. Kirstjen McCall is in custody. Police say four people, including two children, have died in a fire at a home near Detroit. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis is in Chile. He met with Chile's president at the presidential palace in Santiago. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports the Pope has expressed sorrow for history of abuse by priests.
Francis has begged for forgiveness from Chileans for what he said was the irreparable damage done to children who have been sexually abused by priests. This was his first speech in Chile, and he dove right into a scandal that has really cost the Catholic Church its credibility here and has cast a cloud over his visit.
Dozens of protesters have been arrested in Santiago. The Mormon Church has a new president. He is 93-year-old former heart surgeon Russell Nelson. He has three decades of experience with the top leadership panel of the Mormon Church. Nelson's selection follows a longstanding succession plan that makes the longest tenured member of the faith's quorum the next church president. Mormon Church President Thomas Monson died January 2nd. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.